All right, Joel, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up this morning in Si'if Hey. I'm sorry, in Sif Vav. Excuse me. We finished Sif Hey yesterday. So a beautiful, beautiful insight ahead of us today. So Reb Tzadok writes as follows. He says, Kabbalas Omahu Shamayim Shlema Omru. So he's quoting over here from the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Tes Vav. And the Gemara says that when it comes to Kabbalas Omahu Shamayim, so they said the following. In other words, the Gemara here is talking about the proper order for getting ready in the morning. So the Gemara says, Nifna. Now, just to understand what the Gemara actually says, Nifna means you use the bathroom. Sorry. You use the bathroom. Nifna. Now, then it says, Notel Yadav. You wash your hands. Then, ultimately, again, it says, Maniach Tfilin. You put on Tfilin. Then you say Shema. And then you daven. So that's the order that the Gemara brings down for readying oneself in the morning. Relieving oneself, washing one's hands, putting on tefillin, so reciting Shema, and davening Shemona Esrei. So the Rebbe understands that contained in this order is something exceptionally profound. So he says, Nifna, what does Nifna mean? So he says, Perush mikol gilulei, Ta'avas ha'olam hazeh. It means ultimately again a separation from all of the desires of this world. Hamusaros shalo l'shem shamayim. So nifne ultimately means that a person should go ahead and separate themselves from all the desires of this world that are extra, asher lo l'shem shamayim, that are not for the sake of heaven. So this is really incredibly profound. So what Reb Tzadok is saying is as follows. He says that, you know, everything we do in life ultimately takes a certain level of energy and effort. It takes energy and effort. So the shaila is, what do we invest our energies into? And do we get the best return on investment? So he says, many times in life, we go ahead and we get involved in certain taivas. Now, a taiva could be something illicit, an illicit desire, but it could also just be something else, something that's I desire, but it doesn't advance my life agenda. It doesn't advance my life cause. So the first thing, says Reb Tzadok, you have to do in the morning. Now, nifna, the way the Gemara uses it is to relieve oneself. But nifna also means to turn away from something. What are the things in life which are holding me back? What are the things in life which are keeping me down? What are the things in life that at the end of the day, just simply don't advance my life agenda? He says, ultimately, person has to turn away from those things. Turn away from that. So that's nifne, right? Hamosar is turning from the things in life that are extra, asher lo l'shem shamayim, that are just not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're just not necessary. That's number one. Next, so we'll say, which is actually pretty amazing, because what Reb Tzadok is saying is, the way you start your morning, right? The way you start your morning, ultimately, again, before you've even done anything, is to identify the things that are holding you back. To identify the things that at the end of the day are mosar, are extra, are just not necessary. Identify those things and then let go of them. Turn away from them so that you could direct your energy to the things that are meaningful and important. He goes on. The notel yadav, shamati sheze remizas rechitzas yadayim asiluk negios. What is notel yadav? Washing one's hands. So washing one's hands, we understand to mean, this refers to washing your hands from any siluk negios. Siluk negios means, he will say, so sometimes in life, our motivations are not the correct ones. In other words, sometimes a negia means an involvement. There are things in life that I'm involved in or things in life that I'm doing that aren't really good for me. Or perhaps my intentions in what it is that I'm doing is not good. Sometimes we get involved in things and we tell ourselves that it's for one reason, but in fact, it's for a different reason. And the real reason is not a good one. And so therefore, siluk negias means at the end of the day, ask yourself why you do certain things. And if the reasons aren't good, then sometimes it's a good idea to withdraw from that. By the way, you notice Quentin Reb Tzadok, there's a lot of thinking that goes on in the morning, even before like your first cup of coffee. Right? This is Mamish. Like, I don't know how he's describing, you know, he can tell me to make some brachas, he can tell me to think about, but what he's describing over here is something so incredibly profound. So incredibly profound about how it is that I am supposed to start the day. So you have nifne, again, identify the things that are extra in your life. Understand that they're holding you back. And if they're holding you back, figure out a way to let go of them. No tel yodav, wash your hands. A lot of times I'm involved in different things, but I'm not involved with them for the right reasons. And sometimes in life when you're involved in things for all the wrong reasons, it ends up backfiring on you. So wash your hands of those things that are not l'shem shamayim. Next, yesh lomar od robes al rechitza, mimash shekvar nislach luchu klei hamasa, me'osam hatinofes yirchat sibe meidas hadas v'taher. So this is actually very beautiful. Also, sometimes washing my hands is also a reference to purging oneself of spiritual uncleanliness. I've done things in life that, again, are not good. And I've done things in life that don't advance my agenda. And I've done things in life which really have set me back. So we'll say this is actually quite profound, because what Reb Tzadik is saying is sometimes you just have to go ahead and wash your hands. And wash your hands of those things in an effort to start again. When I wake up in the morning, I wash my hands as if to say, no matter what I've done or didn't do in the past, no matter how much I may have messed up yesterday, today is a new day. And so I wash myself of the culpability and of the liabilities of yesterday in an effort to start fresh. So there's a dual meaning to washing my hands. In other words, if my hands were in things for wrong reasons, pull it out. Pull it out, right? At the end of the day, don't be involved in things, even though they may be important, if your machshavas, if your intentions, and if your kavanas are not correct. B, if your hands are dirty because of mistakes that you've made, wash your hands and start again. He goes on. Umaniach tefillin. The next step is you put on tefillin. So what's the message there? Umaniach tefillin ki Moshe kasov biyaros tevash shuchosim shem shamayim shenose alov kimo eved shenose anashka me'adonu la'os shu adonu. Tefillin is very, very, very beautiful. Tefillin, we actually had this in Shabbos, the same way that a servant would often go out with the emblem of his master attached to his clothing. So tefillin is the emblem of the master. When we wear tefillin, we are wearing the badge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The badge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on and he says, he wears the tefillin ultimately again on his arm. That's my sign, right? That's the sign between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eved, I am his servant, and I wear the tefillin on my head as the sign to the world. So I remind myself and I remind the world that I am unique, that I am different, and that ultimately, again, I am a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vikori kriya shema kabbalos malchus shamayim va'al Torah umisos. So then next step, right, after Siwa say, so again, step number one, turn away from the things that are holding you back. Step number two, go ahead and wash your hands of things that you should not be involved in. Step number three, wash your hands of culpability and liability of yesterday. Today is a new day. Step number four, identify yourself as an Eved Hashem. I am a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remind myself of that tefillin shel yad. I remind the world of that tefillin shel rosh. Next, you recite Shema. V'kori kriya Shema, kabbalos omach u'shamayim, va'ol Torah, u'mitzvos, u'mispalel. Person goes ahead and recites kriya Shema, ultimately accepts upon himself the yoke of heaven, the yoke of Torah, the yoke of mitzvos. Ki kriya Shema eino lenochach Hashem. And then next, ultimately again, it's kriya Shema. Now, interestingly enough, kriya Shema is not really a dialogue with God, right? I'm not speaking to God, I'm speaking about God. I'm speaking about God, right? So Shema, first I'm speaking to Klal Yisrael, I'm accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokeach, I'm speaking about all of my obligations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately, again, his quote-unquote obligations to me if I do what he asks of me. So then there's Shema. That's Shema. Shema is when I accept upon myself all the responsibilities. I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I accept Torah, I accept mitzvos. And last, if you go through all of these steps, what do you come to? Tefillah. And what's tefillah? What's Shmona Esrei? Shmona Esrei is the dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the dialogue with the Ribono Shel Olam. That is tefillah. If you take all of these first steps, then ultimately, again, you get to dialogue with the Ribono Shel Olam. He says, "Masha'en kim betilah kedepirush Rashi u'shleimos hamalchus shemaim shi'ah lenochach Hashem Yisbarach." Lenochach means opposite, meaning as opposed to Shema, like we just said before, we're just speaking about God. So Shmona Esrei is speaking to God. Go through all of the steps, and you are privileged to attain a level of direct dialogical connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. Okay, the Perush Rashi: Ushtemas Hamalchus Shamayim Shi'ah Lenochach Hashem Yisbarach VaAchar Kalach Hachonos Elu Az Mispalo. After ultimately, again, all of these other achanas, after all these other preparations, then ultimately a person is able to come to the level where they're able to daven, to dialogue, and to speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi say, an incredible, incredible process. Ultimately, again, to getting to the goal, the goal being direct dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, one more time, and then we'll stop. Step number one, identify the things that are holding you back and ultimately, again, let go of them. Number two, identify the things you're involved in for the wrong reasons. Wash your hands of them. Number three, no matter how many mistakes a person has made in life, every single morning you have the ability to wash your hands and start new. Number four, identify yourself as a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both inside of you, right? To yourself, identify who you are, and to the world, identify who you are. Accept upon yourself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your God. Accept Torah, accept mitzvos, and then ultimately follow these steps, and a person is privileged to have a meaningful and beautiful dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tashem Sif Zayin tomorrow.